Dave Ingebrigtsen is the Assistant Area Wildlife Manager for the State DNR, Grand Marais Office, and he's in to talk about wildlife. Deer, I understand that population is not looking good.
Yeah, after this hard winter, last hard winter we had was in 1996, and population was pushed down quite a bit by that winter, and this winter was every bit as long and hard as that winter, and all our expectations are that it's going to be way down again. So we've had a lot of very liberal hunting seasons, and that's going to come to an end. I don't think it's any secret. We haven't put out all our information yet, but we're going to be bucks only this year. So the limit will be one deer, and it'll be a buck for hunters.
Weather, is that also a predation situation, or is it just they don't get enough to eat?
It ends up having a lot to do with predation, because they're weakened, but not only from not eating, but also their movements is the main thing, and that's why they come down to the migrate down to the shore here, because there's less snow under the conifers on the slope of Lake Superior. So when they come down there, their movements are more restricted, and they're more vulnerable they're less restricted, but in a hard winter, it becomes more like if they stayed over the hill, where they are much more vulnerable to wolves.
Well, one more large animal, I mean, aside from the raccoon that lives in my yard, bears. And I haven't had much bear activity, but I was talking to Fred Smith, our commentator from up on Gunflint Lake, and he said that folks up at Gunflint have got all kinds of bears. What have you heard?
I haven't heard that. I've heard about a few bears up the trail, but I haven't heard about a lot of them. But of course, I don't hear about every one of them. But they come out in the spring, and they're pretty hungry. And there's a period there where they can become nuisance. But by this time of year, there's plenty of food out there for them. And at least from our point of view. And sometimes we don't catch it. And I mean, sometimes we don't understand all their needs and food sources. And sometimes they, they surprise us, and of course they become more of a nuisance to us when they're looking for food in people's garbage cans. And the most common thing is in people's bird feeders. We recommend you take your bird feeders down in the summer.
Well, that's a good advice. They've managed to take mine down already on one occasion. But this year seems like it was a little bit easier for them when they came out of den. There was a little bit more for them to eat than there has been in the past. And apparently, if you don't get very many nuisance bear problems, well, that must be a good sign.
Yeah, well, it could mean there's not a lot of bear around, too. And we are, from the 90s, we're down quite a bit on our bear population levels. The last time we actually had a really bad nuisance here was 1995, which is getting to be ancient history. But and a lot of that's because the populations are down. The other part is the people. The DNR kind of did a disservice, or we're kind of going down the wrong path when we're doing all these traps and trapping and transplanting, and people started relying on us, and we weren't really solving the problem, because you transplant a bear and it's either becomes a nuisance where you take it, something it gets killed, or it comes right back. Mm-hmm. And so those three options just didn't make any sense anymore, and so now we put it on back on the people that call me. I tell them, you got to clean up your own act and get rid of your, deal with your garbage. And there's different ways to do it. We have a lot of suggestions to do that.
Well, when you're out barbecuing this weekend and over 4th of July, clean up, I guess, because that could be a real attraction. Dave Ingebrigtsen is the Assistant Area Wildlife Manager for the State DNR office here in Grand Marais. Thanks for stopping by, filling us in on big animals.
This interview is part of WTIP's Exploration of Environmental Stewardship. The series is funded in part by the Wharton and Family Fund and the Global Awareness Fund of the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation.